she hesitated. In her heart, she knew she wanted to do it, but there were challenges and doubts. Having been to two prior Olympics, she was also aware she wasn't going to train for a couple of weeks and go home. The pursuit of her dream would mean significant time away from her children, now 11, 10, and 8 years old. Adding to the complexity, the athletes would only be able to leave the quarantine bubble one time in the 6 months leading up to the games. Being a mom, it wasn't an easy decision to say yes to attempting to make an Olympic roster, she told me. Never mind a mom who had only spent a few months on a field, working at her sport in the last 12 years. Never mind a mom who owns and runs a business with her hubby. But ultimately, it wasn't age, the extended layoff, or the years she had spent battling postpartum depression that threatened to derail her from Tokyo. It was a gnawing concern for what other people think. Here's Lauren in her own words. When I shared my story of training and travel and my dedication to this dream, these are some of the comments I received. Oh my gosh, I could never do that. I could never leave my family for that long. Insert mom judgment. You still think you can do it? I mean, aren't you afraid you'll never be as good as you were? Insert, who the hell do you think you are judgment? Aren't you, like, the oldest player ever? Insert age judgment. Is Dave okay with you playing and leaving? Insert wife and abandoning my family judgment. I stressed about those negative conversations. I stressed about what other people thought about me and my decision. I stressed about other people thinking I was a bad mom and a bad wife, that I was too old, that I'll never be able to do it. And it really made me pause. My world was revolving around what others thought of my decision. Now, I had more positive opinions than negative. However, I found the negative opinions to be way more magnetic. They held more weight at the time. Being stuck on those negative words, as I see it now, reminds me of one of my favorite quotes. One tree can make 1,000 matches, and one match can burn 1,000 trees. Lauren was wrestling with her assessment of herself against the assessment of her by others. Her dilemma was a challenge we all face in different forms. Do we follow our own internal directives or conform to societal norms and expectations? To put it another way, Lauren suffered from FOPO, the fear of people's opinions, and it almost cost her one last shot at her dream. An invisible limit. Our fear of people's opinions, FOPO, is a hidden epidemic and maybe the single greatest constrictor of human potential. Our concern with what other people think about us has become an irrational, unproductive, and unhealthy obsession in the modern world. And its negative effects reach into all aspects of our lives. When we experience FOPO, we lose faith in ourselves and our performance suffers. That's human nature. But if we're not careful, FOPO can take over the narrative in our minds, slowly poisoning us. Instead of focusing on our own thoughts and feelings, we start obsessing about the thoughts and opinions of others, whether spoken or perceived, and this obsession can affect our decisions and actions and our lives. Think about Lauren. If she had let her negative thoughts, her fear of people's opinions, take over, she would have missed out on one last chance to do what she'd spent her entire life training to do. FOPO is part of the human condition because we're operating with an ancient brain. A craving for social approval made our ancestors cautious and savvy thousands of years ago. If the responsibility for the failed hunt fell on your shoulders, your place in the tribe could be threatened. But today, with the proliferation of social media, the intense pressure to succeed, especially at an early age, and our over-reliance on external rewards, metrics, and validation, FOPO is running rampant. You can see FOPO in action when leaders don't speak up and make tough decisions, or when CEOs privileged short-term shareholder gains over the long-term health of their companies, and when politicians vote with their party instead of their conscience. The sooner you fundamentally change your relationship with other people's opinions, the sooner you become free. Totally free to be.